Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back. I always love me some Miss RV. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno. He is the security advocate. He is the VP of Soho Solutions, thesecurityadvocate.com. Right, Scott?
Exactly.
Tell us what you do for your folks.
Well, I like to help folks out. A lot of what I do is honestly explaining things. You know, certainly things can be set up in terms of their policies and plans. I can walk them through breaking into a system and obviously securing things and learning what has happened to them when something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is knowing what the threats are and what to do when something goes bad. Speaking of which, I have a few resources I can offer.
Yeah, we've been talking about some of the basics of things that you need to watch out for. Now talk to us about some resources.
Well, for straight basics, one of the best places to start, honestly, are a number of different government agencies. This could be the Federal Trade Commission, the FCC, the Department of Homeland Security especially. The Small Business Administration does have a cyber learning center, which isn't bad, but my favorites are honestly Homeland Security, FTC, and the FBI is excellent.
Wow.
So if
I would never have thought about that.
They're fantastic for it, and they specifically set it up to be helpful. So in their view, the more businesses are secure, the less they have to expend resources.
Oh yeah, if they can deputize us with information, we can nip some of this stuff in the bud, can't we?
Exactly. Some of the best sites, for example, from Department of Homeland Security, there's the ready.gov site, which is basically an emergency response site all over the place, but a lot of it is specifically directed at cyber issues. And it's very, very helpful with that. It gives you a lot of detail. Like, let's say you want to set up what's called a business continuity plan to protect your business in the case something goes wrong. The ready.gov site will walk you through the steps of putting it together. There's also something they have called Stop, Think, Connect, which is specifically for small businesses and setting up the basics. Also, if you're in a specific area, like let's say you deal with something relating to healthcare, then you want to look at Health and Human Services and their healthit.gov site, which again, it will set up the basics, because to them it's always a big benefit. Now, one thing to also think about is, where do you get, say, warnings before things actually happen so you learn a little early? A couple places that are great for that. A lot of different industries will have threat sharing sites. The retail industry has one, financial has one, legal has one. Those are good places to go if those are your, you know, market sectors. Also, the FBI itself has what's called the Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3, which puts out regular warnings in plain English telling you what's coming and what to do to protect yourself. Also, for companies that deal specifically with infrastructure.
So these guys would, these last ones you're talking about, would say, okay, this is what we're watching, this is what we've got our eyes on right now, we're trying to come up with some zero-day solutions for these right now?
Exactly. It might even be things like, okay, here's the type of attack that's big. Speaking of the IC3, they put out a couple warnings about that thing we mentioned earlier, the business email compromise.
Right.
They warned about it early in the year last year.
Huh.
So they're on this. Plus, you also want to look at what's called the U.S. CERT, the Computer Emergency Readiness Team, which is also part of the Department of Homeland Security. They put out regular vulnerability and threat alerts. Now, what's super helpful with that is you can just set that up to have them sent to you. So you can take a look. If something relates to your business, you can take a peek, and that can be super helpful because it gives you obviously a bit of early warning. Also, if you deal with anything dealing with, say, industrial control systems, which can be manufacturing, etc., there's a specific version of that called ICS CERT, which is the Industrial Control System Cyber Emergency Response Team. Same kind of thing, but specifically dealing with manufacturing. Also, speaking of that type of thing, the FBI has something called InfraGuard, which is actually more of an in-person thing. I think there's 60 chapters or so around the country. That's specifically to help small infrastructure companies. And that's InfraGuard, and it's G-A-R-D, so there's no U.
But so... So it seems to me that if I've you've mentioned a lot of great resources here, but it seems to me if I've got a company that's large enough where I think I need to check on some of these things, I'm going to use this information to interview a guy like you to see if you know what you're talking about before I hire you, Scott.
Well, you can certainly do that, but
seriously. I'm not going to go to the FBI or all these. I'm going to hire somebody like you to go take care of this for me.
It's certainly not a bad thing to do, but a lot of what these sites offer is sort of the basics so that you're set up relatively securely to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's a shame is if you go, I'll talk to an outside guy later. Meantime, when you're calling in someone like me, it's not a matter of, oh, hi, here's how you can do to compute, secure your system. Instead, it's me going, oh, boy, here's what went wrong. We'll see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just very quickly, when you need help, don't be hesitant to contact the FBI, the Secret Service, or the U.S. Attorney, because they have dedicated personnel and they're very, very good at this sort of thing.
Right, and it's not the same thing as contacting the IRS and asking them to help you, right?
Even the IRS, their people don't try to prosecute you. They're just trying to help.
I hope you're right. Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. It was great to be here.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com is his website. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.